the American healthcare system is market driven. And it's been shown throughout the world over a number of years that the market is not the most cost efficient and effective way of delivering healthcare. So not only are we getting the least effective and least efficient method of providing healthcare, but at the same time, we're putting more and more money into the care of the fat cats. A further example of how the few are getting rich off of the many. I remember going out to an automobile accident once. I got there as the ambulance was pulling away, and I asked one of the officers how the woman was doing. And they said, well, she should be okay. Turned out she died because the nearest hospital, right, was a private paying hospital, and the nearest, what you would call county hospital, was a greater distance away. And by the time they got her to the county hospital, she had expired. I think it's important to understand how the market actually influences health care. If I walk into an office and the doctor works for Bubba, it makes no difference whether you have, whether you're paying Bubba direct or whether Bubba is being contracted through the NHS, right? If you work for Bupa, right, your primary responsibility by law is shareholders as opposed to the needs of the patient. The NHS, a health service, one that is integrated, comprehensive, publicly transparent, paid for through the public purse, and most important, free at the point of need without any regard to cost. It covers everything. It's having a baby or death in old age. Well, look what's happened. Some years ago, I was having heart surgery, and at the same time, I needed to be looked at by a urologist who happened to be located in the room just down the corridor from me. But he could not come and see me because he was part of a different trust. In other words, break up into the purchaser-provider split, which I think even some of today's health campaigners at the time didn't realize the implications. Is because of the way the NHS is broken up, you get different postcodes. Some postcodes will have some services that others will not. So the idea of a comprehensive is lost. A universally comprehensive integrated service that has got to be publicly provided, that's absolutely essential, is once they do away with publicly provided, they can have pay scales in different areas, and they can start breaking the workers apart. I mean, workers united is the only defense they have. Once they've eradicated these pillars, all that will be left is the free at the point of need. Then they can move into a full-scale erosion of free at the point of need, and all the other pillars will have already been undermined, and most people, by then, it'll be too late to do anything about it. The NHS, having been continually broken up into bits and then smaller bits, and then these bits are opened up either through any qualified provider or some kind of a sham procurement process which allows outfits like Capita to get their share. So what you're seeing now, the increasing involvement of the private sector into the provision of health care. And of course, this gets back to my original supposition, and that is health care being provided through the market.